Other strategies that you can use is actually creating kind of like a video business card, but you can also use just downloadable cards as well.
Yeah, so there's a couple strategies on this. The video business card is kind of a novelty thing. You know, back, I don't know, it's probably 10 years ago, they first came out with like CD-shaped business cards or business CDs that were cut into the shape of a business card. And then DVDs are kind of the shape of a business card. They're like little squares, like business cards, and you can print on them and you can burn the copy on them. So that's something novel you could do. I'm tending to like more of the bigger DVD or the download card, which the download card being the next strategy, in that you can actually – there are services that will do this for musicians is how I first learned about it. And basically they would charge you like $1,000 for 1,000 download cards, and they'd be full color and they'd be nice. They'd be plastic cards printed really nicely. Mm-hmm. And they would have they'd have unique codes on them where it would be a website. You could sell them or give them away. It'd have a website on it. It looks like a nice retail piece because it's full color. And people could go to the website and they could enter in the code and they get this download. Well, they're charging like $1,000 for 1,000 cards. What people don't know is that you can get 1,000 full color cards like that for like a couple $100 usually. Or you can do them in cardboard. You can do them in however you can have a local printer do them.
You can go to Vistaprint or something and get
them
done.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I mean, you want to make sure it looks good. So you got to be careful on some of the templates there. But yeah, you can go anywhere and print it yourself. And what you can do is you can have it. You can have someone put a code. If your printer is sophisticated enough, they can use, you know, special codes. If you can have special codes, it's good to know, because if you can note down, you know, code 000001 to code 1087 were given away at this trade show, and then you can actually start to track leads from it. But even if not, you could have the same code on every one of them, and if you can't track the codes, you still want to put a code, and you just say, hey, go to this website and put in your code, and you can download it. Well, when they get to the website, you just make it say – you can do it on your own website or on your own webpage you set up, and you basically says, hey, you know, please verify your identity, and then – you know, and you can have the thing. You can have the download. So basically you are capturing their name and email address, and you have a space for the code. Again, whether or not you're really capturing the code, sometimes you don't care.
Right, right. Very, very powerful strategy. And so we've talked a little earlier about getting this video up on your website, but you also want to get it into some of the popular social media channels as well, from Facebook to YouTube. Tell us a little bit about the strategy behind these.
Sure. So, I mean, obviously, you know, social media sites, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, there's a bunch of people already there. So you want to post at least links to your video there. But, you know, like Facebook has Facebook video. It's not a bad idea to post your video actually to reside on Facebook. As a matter of fact, it's, if nothing else, it's a great backup. If your YouTube account goes down or if your computer goes down, it's there. So I encourage you to post it to Facebook, post it on YouTube, and link to it from all your social media profiles. But any social media profile that you have that you can actually – it'll actually host the video for you again, even if it was just as a backup. It's a great strategy.
Yeah. So now when you're going through this, the interview process, one of the things that I love is the questions are really formatted to help you tell your story and the things that you do in your business and really answer some of the core questions about your business. And something that you can do is you can actually, instead of having one, let's say, 5 to 7 minute video, you can actually have 5 1-minute videos when you break it into questions.
Right. What I teach behind kind of in my all my closed door seminars about videos like this is that there's really 4 things you want to get across in any video: who you are, what you do, how you help people, and how people can reach you to learn more. It doesn't matter if it's a 3-hour or a 3-minute interview. If you can get across those 4 things effectively, people will be intrigued and will want to know more, and they'll actually have a way to contact you, because one of the last things you'll do is cover how to contact you or how to learn more. So usually the questions in the interviews that we do for our clients on the TV shows are designed to get people to those answers, not by asking them that tersely, but by, you know, not who are you, you know, but trying to get them to that point. And so what you'll find is you can actually – there's usually natural breaks between Q&As where you can actually cut these up and use them on your website, separate clips. And we often we'll post those on YouTube with titles, you know, of the question, or you know, or with keywords like, you know, personal branding expert Nick Ninton answers the question of whatever, and you use them there. And then also you can put them on different pages on your website. So like, you know, who are you? I mean, that's a great for the About Us page. What you do, that's great for the services page. How you help people is a great thing. Oftentimes to talk about, you know, how you've helped a certain client or a couple favorite stories. That's great for a testimonials page. And then how people can reach you is great for the contact contact us page. So you can really divide that up and post on your website and, again, on a place like YouTube.
Yeah, that is super, super powerful strategy. And, you know, the kind of the next two really revolve around using and leveraging the